Each week I try to answer a question, and today's is a deep one. This is why we needed extra caffeine. Question: I'm wrestling with Romans 9, 17 through 19. Aren't we all? With regards to friends and family who have hard hearts. God desires people to be saved, so why does he harden hearts? Well, here's Romans 9, 17 through 19. For the scriptures say that God told Pharaoh, I have appointed you for this very purpose, of displaying my power in you and to spread my fame throughout the earth. That's why he hardened Pharaoh's heart. So you see, God chooses to show mercy to some, and he chooses to harden the hearts of others, so they refuse to listen. 19. Well then, you might say, why does God blame people for not responding? Haven't they just simply done what he makes them do? Straightforward. You guys understood what that said. We just don't like it. That's why reading the Bible is hard. We understand what it says. We don't like it. So he answers his own question in verse 20. His question is God unfair? And he says, no, don't say that. Who are you, a mere human, to argue with God? Should the thing that was created say to the one who created it, why did you make me like this? So you know that you submit to God's word when this happens. When you come across things in the Bible that you don't like, and you still agree with them. I've spent 100 hours in Romans 9 discussing this topic, wrestling with it, reading things on it. So I will sum it up for you briefly. Romans 9 was written to answer one question. Did God fail to keep his promises to his people? Romans 9, 6. Well then, has God failed to fulfill his promise to Israel? No, because not all who were born into the nation of Israel, God's people, were truly God's people. They didn't all believe, even though they had the ethnicity. And then he ends Romans 9 with verses 30 through 32. I'm just trying to make this plain to you. What do I mean by all this? Thank you, Paul, because we were asking. Has anybody read Romans 9 straight through? The reason I wear this shirt. You should do it today. It'll wreck your day, okay? What does all this mean? Even though the Gentiles were trying to follow God's standards, they were made right with God. They weren't trying to follow God's standards. They were made right with God. Why? Because it's about their faith. And it was by faith all this took place. Now look, he's going to talk about his own people, 31. But the people of Israel, these are God's own people, tried so hard to get right with God by keeping the rules, by keeping the law, and they never succeeded. Why not? Because they're trying to get right with God by keeping the law instead of trusting in him. They stumbled over the great rock in their path. So to put a bow on it, wrap this up. Why does God harden some hearts and not others? Ask the question, why did he not harden yours? That should be it. Why do you have faith in Jesus and someone else doesn't? So when it comes to your unsaved family and friends, here's the answer. Pray hard for them. Speak boldly to them with your unsaved friends and family, and then trust God with the results.